The Noble Mahayana Sankharta Sutra Dharma Paryaya. In the language of India, Arya Sankharta Sutra Dharma Paryaya. In the language of Tibet, Pakpa Sungidoi Chogyi Namdang. Homage to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Thus I have heard at one time. The Blessed One was dwelling in Rajagriha on Vulture's Peak, together with a great assembly of 32,000 monks, including the Venerable Ajñāta Kaundinya, the Venerable Mahamaudgalyayana, the Venerable Shariputra, the Venerable Mahakashapa, the Venerable Rahula, the Venerable Bakula, the Venerable Padrapala, the Venerable Padrashri, the Venerable Chandanashri, the Venerable Jangula, the Venerable Suputi, the Venerable Revata, the Venerable Nandasena, and so forth, and together with 62,000 bodhisattvas, including the bodhisattva, the great being Maitreya, the bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, the bodhisattva, the great being Kumara Shri, the bodhisattva, the great being Kumaravasan, the bodhisattva, the great being Kumarabhadra, the bodhisattva, the great being Anuna, the bodhisattva, the great being Manjushri, the bodhisattva, the great being Samantabhadra, the bodhisattva, the great being Sudarshana, the bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, the bodhisattva, the great being Vajrasena, and so forth. And together with 12,000 devasons, including the devasan Arjuna, the devasan Padra, the devasan Subhadra, the devasan Dharmaruchi, the devasan Chandanagarbha, the devasan Chandanavasin, the devasan Chandana, and so forth. And together with 8,000 deva daughters, including the deva daughter Murdamgini, the deva daughter Prasadavati, the deva daughter Mahatma Samprayukta, the deva daughter called Glorious Eye, the deva daughter Prajapati Vasini, the deva daughter Balini, the deva daughter called Glorious Wealth, the deva daughter Subahu Yukta, and so forth, and together with 8,000 Naga kings, including the Naga king Apalala, the Naga king Elapatra, the Naga king Timingila, the Naga king Kumbhasara, the Naga king Kumbhashirsha, the Naga king called Causing Virtue, the Naga king Sunanda, the Naga king Sushaka, the Naga king Gavashirsha, and so forth. All of them proceeded to Rajagriha, to Vulture's Peak, where the Blessed One was. When they reached there, they prostrated with their heads at the feet of the Blessed One, circumambulated the Blessed One 3 times, and then they all sat down in front of the Blessed One. The Blessed One assented to their presence by remaining silent. Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, arose, placed his upper robe over one shoulder, set his right knee on the ground, placed his palms together, and bowed down to the Blessed One. He addressed the Blessed One as follows. Blessed One, 1 million devas, 1 million daughters of devas, and many millions of bodhisattvas have gathered. Blessed One, many millions of shravakas and also Naga kings have gathered and are seated to hear the Dharma. That being so, may the Tathagata, the Arhat, the perfect and complete Buddha, please teach that sort of approach into the ways of Dharma through which, as soon as they hear it, old sentient beings will purify all their karmic obstacles, and young sentient beings will make great effort at virtuous dharma and will attain special superiority, and their virtuous actions will not degenerate, will not at all degenerate, and will not become at all degenerated. He said this, and the Blessed One spoke thus to the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura. Sarvashura, that you thought to ask the Tathagata about this point is good, very good. Therefore, Sarvashura, listen well and attentively and keep it in mind, and I will tell you. Having said to the Blessed One just so, the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, listened with full attention to the Blessed One. The Blessed One spoke thus to him. Sarvashura, there is a Dharma Paryaya called Sangata that even now is still active on this planet Earth. Whoever hears this Sangata Dharma Paryaya will have their 5 uninterrupted karmas purified, and they will never turn away from unsurpassed, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Sarvashura, what do you think about this? If you think that those who hear this Sangata Sutra will produce as much as the mass of merit of one Tathagata, you should not see it like that. Sarvashura said, well then, how should it be seen? The Blessed One said, Sarvashura, those bodhisattvas, great beings, will also produce as much a mass of merit as the masses of merit of as many Tathagatas, Arhats, perfect and complete Buddhas, as grains of sand in the Ganges River. Sarvashura, those who hear this Sanghata Dharma Paryaya will never turn away. They will see the Tathagata. They will never be separated from seeing the Tathagata. They will be completely enlightened in the unsurpassed, perfect, and complete enlightenment. The virtuous dharmas that they will all achieve will not be overpowered by the wicked Mara. Sarvashura, all those who hear this Sankhata Sutra will understand arising and cessation. Then, at that moment, all of those bodhisattvas arose, placed their upper robe over one shoulder, set their right knee on the ground, and asked of the Blessed One, Blessed One, how much is the massive merit of one Tathagata? The Blessed One spoke as follows, Children of the lineage, listen to the measure of the massive merit of one Buddha. It is as follows. To make an analogy, as great as is the massive merit of as many bodhisattvas abiding on the 10 levels, as there are drops of water in the great ocean, and particles of dust on the planet Earth, and grains of sand in the Ganges River, the massive merit of one Buddha is much greater than that. As for those sentient beings who hear the Sanghata Dharma Pariyaya, the massive merit they will produce is much greater even than that. It is not possible to realize the limit of that massive merit by counting. Sarvashura, anyone who feels great joy at the time, at the moment when they hear these words, will produce an immeasurable mass of merit. Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, said to the Blessed One, Blessed One, who are those sentient beings who thirst tremendously for the Dharma? After he said this, the Blessed One spoke as follows to the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura. Sarvashura, there are two sentient beings who thirst tremendously for the Dharma. If you wonder which those two are, Sarvashura, they are as follows. One has an equal mind toward all sentient beings. The second, Sarvashura, is anyone who, after hearing the Dharma, reveals